Our reading this evening is from Genesis chapter 2. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Now out of the ground the Lord had made every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. And while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he had made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. We have here in our text a very, 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 very beautiful reading, which above all teaches us what marriage was before sin entered the world. And I wanted to point out a few things for you. Verse 18 is the first thing that I want to point out. The Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." So you have at least two things in there. One is the not goodness of being alone. How is that different than many in our culture now? Many in our culture now would kind of speak of an individuality or an independence, but that's not how God speaks. God is triune. He's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's three in one, and the only thing that is not good about creation is that he is alone. It's not good. Our Lord has made us to be interdependent upon each other. But one of the big things that I wanted to point out is this phrase, "I will make him a helper fit for him." And in the Hebrew, I need somebody as an example here. Who's going to use me? You'll be my example, Mr. Ratha? All right, I'll be your, okay. This phrase in the Hebrew means an opposite looker, a helper fit for him. It means an opposite looker. And it has this connotation here, is that when I am looking at Ms. Jarutha, and when Ms. Jarutha is looking at me, I can see dangers behind her, and she can see dangers behind me that I can't see. And I can see dangers behind her that she can't see. And I can see beautiful things, right, Ms. Wilkerson, right? I can see beautiful things behind Ms. Jarutha that she can't see, and she can see beautiful things that I can't see. This is what man and woman were for each other. Were they the same? Do they see the world the same way? Do they think of the world in the same way? Absolutely not. But they what? They fit. They complement each other. There's no such thing as a day without a night. There's no such thing as land without sea, right? These things complement. And man and woman are different. They see things differently. But that was never meant to be a bad thing. Instead, that was meant to be a beautiful thing. Now, you tell me what happens in marriage now. So, because when we began this as this was what marriage was supposed to be. This is Genesis chapter 2. What happens in Genesis chapter 3? Sin entered the world, the curse, the devil, the liar, Adam and Eve, right? So what begins to happen now? Rather than me looking opposite, Mr. Utha seeing the dangers behind you, you seeing the dangers behind me, I start not to trust you. So what do I start to do? I start looking behind myself. And when I start looking out for myself, who's looking out for her? So she starts looking out for herself. Then everybody's looking out for themselves, and then nobody can see. You know, they're not complementing each other. So there's where marriage begins to go awry. So think about this. Genesis chapter 2, a helper fit for him, an opposite looker. Eve was for Adam. Adam was for Eve. What happens in Genesis chapter 3? The devil comes. Sin enters the world. And then what do Adam and Eve start to do? They start to blame each other. They start to become very inward-looking, and they get very blameworthy of each other. But that's what it should be, and it should be that way, not just in marriage, but it is that way throughout all of life. You know, one of the joys of being in a church is that you think differently than I do, and I think differently than you do, and that this is meant to be a complementary sort of thing. So the Lord will describe the church as a body. The ears do certain things, and the eyes do certain things, and the tongue does certain things, but they're all working toward the good of the body. So I want you to get that picture, the helper fit for him too. One of the other things that come is how does the Lord make Eve from the rib? Now why? You know, some would say it this way too, but what would it be saying if God had made Eve from Adam's foot? What would that be saying?
One foot.
He'd be one foot? Yeah. That would say that Eve would be lower, right? Adam uses her to step on. You know, that's his footstool. What if Eve was made from Adam's head? Then what? Then she's above him. So what does it mean that she's taken from his side? She's his equal. What's that? His side one. Yeah, I heard you too. Good. Yeah. And then you see maybe one of the final points that we'll take from this text is one of the bigger points too, is after Eve is created, verse 22, who brings her to Adam? Who brings her to Adam? God did. What's that the picture of? For those of you, you know, who are married, when you were married, did anybody have their dads bring them up the aisle? What's that saying? He's giving you away, right? This was my daughter, and now I'm giving her to you to be your wife. So that's one of the pictures here, too. This is my creation, God says. This is my creation, and I love her, and she's beautiful. And now I'm giving you, Adam, Eve, to what? Love her, to care for her, to treat her better than I would even to, right? What daddy gets nervous about the husband not treating his daughter the way that she ought to be treated, too? Adam's very excited. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. So I gave you some things to meditate on, too. Sometimes people are offended that Eve would be called a helper, because that kind of maybe has some negative connotations to things, right? I'm the boss, and this is my this is my helper. But who's called a helper in all of Scripture? A lot. Psalm 54, I gave it to you as a meditate. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. So does that word mean things or disrespectful things? God himself is, in fact, a helper too. And then I gave you this passage here too, so that not only could we consider the gift of creation and the gift of marriage, but especially because all this stuff got all messed up, and marriage is all messed up, and love is all messed up, and we are all messed up, and we're not all looking out for each other, and we all are all turning in on ourselves, and we all are selfish, and we all got... I also need to preach to you Jesus' redemption, too. So remember, Eve was taken from Adam's rib, Adam's side. Check out this, John chapter 19. This is Jesus hanging on the cross. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs, but one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you also may believe. So there's some really beautiful Christian art that will have, like, on one side of the picture, Adam and Eve being taken out of the side. And on the other side of the picture, it'll have the church being taken out of the side of Jesus on the cross. Because out of the side comes forth the birth of the church, blood and water. Water used to what? Baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Blood used to what? Take and drink. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. And he who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true. And he knows he's telling the truth. And then I give you this Revelation chapter 19. This is just to give you a taste of some of the other things that happen in Scripture. It says, let us rejoice and exalt and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. The marriage of who? The Lamb. And who's that Lamb then? The Lamb of God. This is Jesus here too. So you all here, married or unmarried, male or female, are you married? You are. You are the bride of Christ. And he has bought you and he's paid for you and you're beautiful in his sight and he's washed you and you're holy and you're blameless. And it is only beginning in that that then true marriage can also form too. What happens when man and woman look at each other only? There's a big hole. What happens when man and woman are looking at each other and looking to God together? It becomes a little more beautiful, a little more right. But you're pure, you're holy. And what happens then, too? What happens then when our culture gets marriage confused? What happens when the culture gets marriage confused? Which it is very confused on, right? It's so confused on right now. Marriage between a man or woman, that's a confusion. Marriage is the place where husbands sacrifice themselves. There's a confusion at that. Marriage in which husband and wife together bind themselves to go in faith toward God and love toward neighbor, there's a confusion in that. I could keep going on and on. When marriage is confused, one of the things that also gets confused is the gospel. Because the gospel uses marriage language left and right. This is the marriage of the Lamb, and you're his bride. When you miss marriage, you can miss the gospel too. Other things from our text, Genesis or Psalm, John or Revelation. Let's rise and pray.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you,
and with your spirit.
Let us pray. Merciful Father, your patience and loving kindness toward us have no end. Grant that by your Holy Spirit we may always thank and do those things that are pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious Lord Jesus, we thank you for your witness in the Word, that your testimony is true, that you are telling the truth, that we may also believe. Believe who we are in you. Believe what marriage ought to be. Believe the many sins that we have to repent of and the many joys that we have in the forgiveness of sins. The many joys that we have in coming together as a Christian church and praying for our church and for our world, especially in views of marriage. And we also come to you and pray that we might all know that we are completely fulfilled in you, that our calling and our vocation as one that believes in you and loves the neighbor, we thank you that we have complete fulfillment in you. Hear us now as we pray for our neighbors, for our friends, for our communities and government, and those that we now name with hearts and voices.
Our funds are flowing, merely for us. For the Russell family.
O Lord, you are our helper. You are the upholder of our life. You are the forgiver of our sin, and where there is forgiveness, there is also life and salvation. We commend all things to you and wait for the eternal marriage feast that awaits for us, where there will be joys that have no end. For you, Jesus, live and reign with Father and Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night, for into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.